Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One more time, amen, God had, amen, allowed us to come, amen, before you on this morning. Good morning, good morning, and good morning to you, amen, out there this morning, amen, our listening audience this morning. This is, amen, the Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry, amen, the ministry where everybody, oh, yes, everybody is somebody in Jesus Christ. Amen, is Lord over all. He's a good God. Amen. I come to tell somebody that God is still, amen, yet in control. And he's still, amen, working it out. And somebody saying that I don't see that it's being worked out. But I come to encourage you. Only thing you got to do is look at yourself from top to bottom. Amen. Ain't nothing happened to you yet. God have spared you. Amen. He woke you up this morning, clothed you in your right mind, started you, amen, on your way. You got a roof over your head. You got a car that you can drive. Glory to God. You got a job that you can go to, amen. You in good health, amen. You better go ahead and give God some glory. Give him some praise, amen. The Bible say God is a jealous God, and he love praises, amen. God inhabits, come on here, the praises, amen, of his people, amen. You are God handiworking, a work. Amen. Not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We thank God, amen, for our time being here, WCNO 89.9, amen, the Radio Christian, amen, Christian radio station, amen, that have been a blessing, amen, going forth. We're live here, amen, at this present time right now, amen. Peace be multiplied and fruitful, amen, unto you, that God, amen, is, amen, your way maker, amen, he is, amen, your strong tower. We thank God and give honor to, amen, Pastor David Frank Cure, amen, that is here with us, amen, in our midst, which is also our producer here, amen, on this morning. We thank God, amen, for him, amen, for being the steward, amen, for he is God, have blessed him in a mighty way. So we certainly want to thank God for him, amen. The Bible says that how good and how pleasant, amen, it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, to come together in unity. The Bible says that we shall all come together, amen, into unity, unto a stature, amen, unto a perfect, amen, up to a perfect man unto the faith. Amen. God want us to continue to come together and love one another, tenderhearted, amen, towards one another, admonishing one another, amen, respecting one another, amen. Give honor to whom honor is due, tribute, amen, to whom tribute, amen, is due. Glory to God. Come together, amen. And I'm so convinced this morning, a lot of time we don't want to come together. We get into a place where we want to just be in our own area, in our own place, amen. We don't want to come and help nobody out of your side, amen, and be a blessing, amen, to others, amen. Amen. I heard the Bible say, bless the Lord, all my soul, amen, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, amen, because he's worthy to be blessed, amen. And so if we're going to bless, amen, be a blessing, amen, we ought to bless other folk too as well, amen, because God, amen, have commended his love towards you while we was yet sinners, amen, and Christ died for the ungodly. He died, amen, he died, amen, amen, that he went to Calvary, amen, and the Bible says that that surely he have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Amen. But we did not esteem him higher. Glory to God. Come on here. Amen. God is a good God this morning. I want to praise him. Amen. I want to praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him right now. Amen. Where you at right now? We don't praise God enough. God is still, amen, working it out. He's on your side this morning. I'm trying to tell you right now this morning, put me in, coach. Amen. The football players say, put me in, coach. Put me in. Put me in, coach. I'm tired of riding the bench. Put me in. Put me in. I want to contribute to the team. Amen. A lot of times you ought to say, Lord, let me get into your word. Let me get into your word. Lord, show me something in your word. Show me something that I can grab, oh God. Oh Lord, that the word of God will begin manifested, amen, in your life and begin to come alive. Amen. amen, in your life. Only if you will delight thyself in the Lord, amen. And then he will give you the desires, amen, of your heart. But you got to delight thyself in God. You know what that word delight mean? Joyful. Amen. Being exuberant. Amen. Amen. Not looking at your circumstances. Amen. Things looking gloom. Things looking dim. Amen. But yet, though, you're getting discouraged in your mind. Amen. You're getting discouraged in your spirit. Amen. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Looking at them things. Amen. Amen. That you don't have no control over. Amen. Why don't you let go? Amen. And let God, amen, work everything out. Amen for you. Amen. This morning, glory to God. We want to come to you this morning a bit in the book of Ephesians. Talk a little bit about, we talked a little bit about, yes, last week, amen, about James. Amen. When a man, amen, when sin and lust have conceived, amen, it bringeth forth death. Glory to God. Amen. Well, lust is something that can get you off track and get you distracted and cause you to get away from God. Amen. And to come into a place that you can be held captive and come into a place where you can be in bondage. Glory to God. But I'm so glad that the Bible souls declare that Jesus, amen, led captivity captives, and he gave gifts, amen, unto men. Glory to God. And we have, amen, the light have been turned on, amen, on the inside of the believer, because the God of this world have blinded the eyes of them, amen, which believeth not, amen. But it's time now, amen, that it's high time. Somebody said that I am doing the same things that I have done before in my life, and I've been in the Lord a long time, but yet though I'm still struggling, and I'm still can't find my way. But I come to tell you this morning that if you will allow God to just lead you and guide you, and order your steps, amen. The Bible says that in the day, amen, of adversity, if you faint, your strength is small. Amen. You're not there where you thought you was there, amen, before, because you're listening to the wrong voice, amen, that coming before you. You got to listen to the only true voice, amen. And Jesus said that, amen, my sheep, amen, they should know me, and a stranger, amen, they know my voice, and a stranger, they would not follow. Amen. That's become with studying, my friend, and getting into the Word of God. I'm reminded the Bible says 2 Timothy, amen, that second chapter, verse 15, amen, study to show thyself approved. You have to get into the Word of God. Amen. This is your antidote. This is your medicine. This is your strength. Amen. This is how you draw strength with the Word of God. Have God have inspired men to write the Word of God. Amen. All scriptures is an inspiration of God to give you life, to give you newness. Amen. To give you a way of an escape. No temptation have taken you such as cometh to man. Amen. God would not allow you to be tempted above which you are able, amen, to bear. But with the temptation, amen, God is faithful. He will make, amen, a way of an escape. Amen. Ain't this amazing? Glory to God that we have made it thus this far. But we will not go any further until we get into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for your word of truth. We thank you, O God, for who you are in our life, O God. We thank you, O God, for the moment. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, that which abide on the inside of your people, oh Lord, that we'll continue to call upon that great and mighty name. You said in your word, neither is there salvation in any other name given under heaven, under men, whereby we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, oh God, for how you dwelled on high. oh God, and you sent your word, and you healed your people, oh Lord, out of their afflictions, oh Lord. You healed them from their distress, oh God, that some may be at this time in despair right now, oh God, oh Lord, but and some don't know which way to turn, oh God. And you said in your word, oh Lord, where the darkness have to flee when the light, amen, come in, the marvelous light in the name of Jesus. And we're seeing about grace did much more abound, oh God. And we pray now that your word would go forth out on the radio, God. Somebody need just a little touch from Jesus, knowing, God, that all power is in your hand, oh God, and knowing that you are all knowing and all seeing, oh God. You have delivered us, oh God, thus far, oh God, and you said that you will not leave us, neither would you forsake us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to tap into your spiritual aspect, oh God, and look at the things which are not seen. Oh God, look at the things which are seen, not seen, but things that which are seen, but through your spirit, oh God. For the things that are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are internal, oh God. So allow us, oh God, right now, God, that your word will go forth and it will not return unto you void. It will accomplish that which you please, and it will prosper where to in the thing that you will send it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for God who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. In heavenly places. Amen. And I tell you right now, if it had not been for the Lord, that who was on your side. You see, you need to get into a place of a reminiscing of that. You just need to meditate on that. Allow that to saturate you and cultivate you. If it had not been for the Lord, for who was on your side, where would you be at this morning if you didn't know him? Just think about that if you didn't know him. Now that you have known God rather than known of God, why turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements where you desire to be in bondage? See, that's what James said in the book of James. I believe it's that first chapter, verse 23, when lust have conceived, when lust is finished, then it bringeth forth death. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death after a while. When you meditate on something, the things that is not of God, this calls you to get into a place where the enemy will come in and begin to play tricks on your mind, and then doubt begin to creep into a place where it shouldn't be, because we should be in a place now and we have matured in the Lord. And over in the book of Philippians, in that fourth chapter, verse 8, and it said, finally, my brethren, when Paul was speaking to the Philippian church, amen, that they had a discrepancy that was going on in the church, and some begin to fall, amen, and some begin to doubt, amen, when Paul have taught there. And a lot of times when you hear the word of God and it begin to resonate in you, but like I said, all scriptures is giving as an inspiration of God. You have to go back for a checkup like you would have to do for a doctor after a while, when somebody may have some type of medical dysfunctioning in their body. But they have to go back for a checkup at some point, amen, to get, amen, evaluation, glory to God. And some have to go through injury when they having rehab or something like that. And then you have to exercise the injury that you will get better and better and better. Okay, such as the word, amen, of the Lord. Give me something. Amen. You go to church and you hear the man and woman of God preach the word of God. amen, and you getting the word of God, and it's good, amen, and you're getting edified, and you're feeling joy, amen, on the inside, amen, but there's not have been a transformation or something that has transfigured you and inspired you in your life that you can be a total, amen, change. And then the only way that we can be changed that we must be born, amen, again. We got to be born again. Amen. Born, amen, not of the corruptible seed, amen, of the incorruptible seed, that this mortal body, amen, that we have him must put on immortality, amen, of God, is this celestial body of ours, amen. This is a heavenly body, the celestial body, amen, but the terrestrial body is the heaven, is the earthly body, amen. This is the body, amen, that God have given us, amen, to go and do things as a physical trait here on this earth, amen. But the celestial body, the spirit, amen, the spirit that God, amen, dwells on the inside of a man, amen, of the believer, amen, to keep us growing, amen, in him from day, amen, to day. So the Bible says, Philippians 4:8, think on them things, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, amen, any cause of edification, amen, inspiration, amen, think on these things. Glory to God. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:4, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we shall be holy and without blame before him in love. God have chosen us, even much before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. There's no excuse, amen, and it's no coincidence now that the time that you're facing in your life now, and what are you going through in your life now, whether it be good or bad, amen, and sometimes we struggle, amen, because we have not yet relinquished, amen, that's hindering us, that's blocking us, we're trying, amen, to make an effort, amen, to get to the Lord, but you're not coming wholeheartedly there to get to the Lord, amen. You got to, when you come to God, amen, you first of all, you got to be of a sincere heart, of a contrite spirit, of something that can be broken. You had enough, amen, for the life that you have been living already, but he have chosen you, amen, in him. I mean, and that's a proud, amen, explicit, amen, if you would. That's something very proud, amen. Somebody have chosen, amen, you. I'm reminded when NFL football players, when they get drafted, amen, they go to college, amen, and they work hard to get where they at to obtain, amen, incredible feat, amen, glory to God, amen. And this team is 32 NFL teams, and they would draft, amen, a player, glory to God. And they chose that player ready to be a top 10 pick. So if it's top 10 pick, they're looking for some great things before you. But if it's 265 picks, it don't even much matter. Amen. Because you're being picked, you're elite. Amen. In that type of company. Glory to God. So they chosen this player. They gave all their franchise to him and give him a whole big basket of money, millions of dollars. Amen. Because they have chosen him, the organization. Amen. And the franchise have chosen him to come in to make them a better, amen, football team. What has this got to do in relations to this here? Amen. God have chosen, amen, you, amen, to come in, glory to God, and be an example in your home, mm-hmm, in your society, in your workplace, in the church. Amen. Wherever you may go, wherever the soles of your feet, amen, shall shred. Amen. The Lord thy God, amen. You're taking him as a representative everywhere. amen, that you go, that there's something peculiar, amen, about you. You talk different than a lot of other folk. When people say, like, there's something peculiar, amen, about this particular man, amen. A lot of people may, when I go places and whatnot and deal with a lot of customers, I interact, amen, with my customer, I handle myself in a very professional, amen, manner, glory to God. And the conversation is pure. Amen. Amen. And then, you know, a lot of times things don't go my way. Amen. But if you in the Lord, amen, the Bible says, humble thyself under the mighty hands of God. Amen. And he will exalt you. Amen. In due season. So therefore, your conversation, amen, shall be holy. Amen. Everything about you, amen, shall be holy. Amen. It shall be reflect. Amen. From a replicate. Amen. From you being of God and following, amen, after God. I shouldn't, amen, when I'm in church, then I'm everybody know me as this brother and sister, amen, and I'm putting on a good one, you know what I mean, and I'm calling myself this man and woman of God, and I'm doing well, amen, and I'm being real respected in the church. But you need to take God, when you leave the church, you need to take God back home, you need to take God on the workplace, you need to take God wherever you may be, on vacation, amen. You don't take a break from the Lord. Glory to God. I remember me and my wife was on our way to St. Croix and to the Virgin Islands, and I packed all my literature, my Bibles and everything, pretty much on the plane. And I got to the hotel, still in the Word of God. Just want to stay in touch with the Word of God, to let it cut me on the inside. The Word of God said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. So just stand in touch. But you have he chosen, amen, before the foundation, amen, of the world. You know, it's amazing how time have went by throughout all these years. Amen. Here on God's green earth, and I come to tell somebody he's coming back one day. The Bible say, no man know the day nor the hour. Yeah, but Jesus said, he must himself, my Father only. And he said, behold, I come quickly, mm-hmm, to repay every man according to his work shall be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When John was on the island of Patmos, and he seen an angel come to him, and the angel began to minister to John. And the Bible said John began to just worship the angel, because the angel came, amen, with an impartation word, amen, a prophetic word, amen, glory to God. And the angel began to say, who that is just, unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And it's time now, and it's high time, what Paul said in that book of Romans, in that 13th chapter. And he said, let every soul be subject unto the higher power of God. For there is no power but of God, and the power that be is ordained by God. Glory to God. And everything moving by the power of God. And we get to the point where our salvation is nearer than we believe. It's in the rearview mirror. If you look through your car, that little mirror right by the door, just look through there, and you can see with a car in the back of you. It appears this car is closer than what it really appear. But it's not. But that's how it is with our salvation. It's drawing nearer and nearer and nearer. And then what do God expect, amen, out of us here on this earth? What do we expect from you, friend, out there this morning? Amen. Can we bless the Lord at all times? And that his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Can we bless him? Can we bless him? Because a lot of times when, Lord, when we pray, God bless me with this, God bless me with that, God, do this for me here, God, and then I do that for you. No, it don't work like that. Amen. When you begin to render unto the Lord, and when you begin to lift up the name of Jesus, and I heard the Bible say, deny thyself and pick up thy cross daily and follow after me. So when you, when you're following after Jesus, you knowing that you're going to be up on the straight scrutiny at some point in this world, because we're not of this world. But Jesus said that the world knew me not. The world knew me not. Therefore, the world won't know you. Amen. And the world was made by him. Amen. And everything consists of him in the world. And he was before all things, and he made the world. Amen. But the world, at some point, when you get to the point where they turned their back, amen, on Jesus, the world did. But yet, though, he still looked beyond each and every one of our faults and still died. He died for the ones that he much hung him on the cross. He still died. But yet, though, he died, but he rose again. He told Martha, said that, I am the resurrection. Though Lazarus is dead, he is yet alive. And whosoever believeth in me, they shall never die. You shall never die when you allow God to intercept that fleshly desires of a one. The Bible so declare, walk ye in the Lord and put on Christ Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. See, that's what James began to continue to pound, amen, the word of God about this fleshly desire and about this tongue. Amen. It's ruling and deadly, full of poison. Amen. It's your makeup. It's how you present yourself as a godly man. The Bible said how good and how pleasant for us to dwell together. Amen. And you, I'm so convinced this morning as being on the same team of the body of Christ, on this team. And you on the team. If you in the body of Christ and you are a believer, you on the team. You have made your way in the lineup. You in the lineup. You on the team. You got a roster spot. There's a roster spot. Amen. There's a reward. Amen. Amen. But you got to be able to endure. Amen. Hardships and pain and going through. Amen. And denying yourself. Glory to God. You know, we thank God, amen, for the hour that have quickly come and gone. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 20 and 29, the glory of a young man is their strength, and the beauty of the old man is their gray head. And when you look at yourself from the time when your youth, when you was young, You was able to do some things that maybe you're not able to do it now, but God still used the young with the old, and it coordinates, amen, together. The infinite wisdom of God, the transcending of God beyond measure. Glory to God. So God have put us on this earth to be an example. And I'm just reminded what David said in the book of Psalms 37 and 25, that I was young, but yet now I am old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken for all them years. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You shall not want. God, when any man that is in Christ Jesus, you shall not want. God will provide, because he is a provider. We thank God, amen, for this time. The doxology, when you think about sanctify the Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next.